you recently talked about bubbles and high valuations in your Sohn conference talk. Is Costco a part of that? Costco has never traded at a higher price to sales or price to earnings multiple. How should new investors think about Costco given its record run?
Well, that's a very good question. And I've always believed that nothing was worth an infinite price. So at some, even an admirable place like Costco could get to a price where you would say that's too high. But I would argue that if I were investing money for some sovereign wealth fund or some pension fund, and a 30, 40, 50-year time horizon, I would buy Costco at the current price. I think it's that strong an enterprise and that admirable a place. Now, I'm not saying I would, I can't bring myself with my habits to pay these big prices, but I never even think about selling a share of Costco just because it's selling at a high price. So if you stop to think about it, I bought at Christmas time a flannel shirt, a bunch of flannel shirts at Costco. They cost $7 each, more or less. And it was a soft flannel, and it was better and so forth. And then I bought pants. I think they were Orvis pants. And I paid like $7. They stretch around my waist, and they're partly water-resistant, what have you. Costco is going to be an absolute titan on the internet because they've got curated products that everybody trusts and huge purchasing power on a limited number of stocking units. So I'm not worried about I'm not saying I'm buying Costco at this price, but I'm certainly not selling any. I think it's going to be a big, powerful company as far ahead as you can see. And I think it deserves its success. I think it has a good culture and a good moral ethos. And so I wish everything else in America is working as well as Costco does. Think what a blessing that would be for us all.